USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There have been encouraging signs in this coronavirus fight that two of the hard-hit states are starting to turn a corner in their virus fight. The number of people being hospitalized and the number of new COVID-19 cases in New York and California is falling, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's not time to stop social distancing.
It's important to remember that this is not the time to feel that since we have made such important advance in the sense of success of the mitigation, that we need to be pulling back at all.
The United States is now reporting more than 18,000 deaths from coronavirus across the country, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Globally, over 100,000 people have died and more than 1.6 million have been sickened by COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A federal judge blocked parts of the Texas temporary abortion ban, allowing some procedures to resume despite a prior appeals court decision to uphold the ban amid the coronavirus pandemic. For more than 2 weeks, the vast majority of abortion services in Texas have been unavailable, marking the first time the procedure has not been legally accessible in any U.S. state for nearly 50 years. Beginning immediately, clinics in Texas can offer medication abortion, a pregnancy termination method administered by pill and available to patients up to 10 weeks into their pregnancy. The Department of Justice announced it's investigating a veterans home in Massachusetts where over two dozen residents have died after testing positive for coronavirus. The Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office will conduct a joint review into how the residents were deprived of their rights to medical care. 32 veteran residents have died, 28 of whom tested positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The XFL has suspended operations and laid off nearly all of its staff. A handful of executives remain employed, but currently has no plans to return in 2021. The XFL is owned by WWE CEO and President Vince McMahon. In a statement, the WWE said, "Given the uncertainty of the current environment, the XFL has suspended operations and is evaluating their next steps." The XFL initially canceled its season last month after five games as part of a nationwide shutdown, initially pledging to return next year. The XFL is the second spring football league in as many years to suspend operations before completing its final season. The Alliance of American Football ran out of money in 2019. The Friends reunion won't be here for us as soon as expected. Production on the special has been delayed by the coronavirus pandemic that's brought movie and TV making to a standstill. The special, featuring the entire original Friends cast, was part of the May launch of the new HBO Max streaming service. No taping was done before the health crisis hit. The Emmy-winning Friends, which ended its 10-season run in 2004, made Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Matthew Perry, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer into household names. Plans call for the special, called A Celebration of the Beloved Show, to be shot on the same Burbank, California soundstage where the series originally was taped. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.